It is in their shoes. We're in the Farmers Arms having a wonderful time. We've got Tezza Simakua, we've got Dan Austin, we've got Phil Blundell, and we've got Paul Senior. They've each got sides. You'll discover who they are as we go all the way through. The one who had the most agency was Dan Austin, who could pick between three, neither of which anyone was desperate to get. But we're going to start off with Phil Blundell in this one, who ultimately was given the Esks Everton, and this is what he had to do with it all.
So basically, Everton are in a weird position, I think, where you don't really know what point deductions are coming, you don't know what the finances are like. So at the minute, I've planned it so they effectively have to sell to stay alive, and basically free transfers and the odd loan.
What's your prediction of what's coming?
I think they get a point deduction. I think the best case is they get a point deduction, and they're in a not particularly great financial situation. I mean, the worst possible scenario is they literally cease to exist, which is, as we've both said a number of times, more possible than is probably being acknowledged. I don't think it'll happen.
It doesn't really matter who you buy then.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But, you know, you've got to plan for every eventuality, haven't you? But you've just got to go with it and see what happens, I suppose. So the first thing is that the goal is the manager. The manager is told that staying. Like, for whatever need the next sort of three seasons, Sean Dyche's sort of ability to maximise what he's got and fight and be well organised and produce a brand of football that, whilst not aesthetically pleasing, people buy into the attitude of it. And when you're in a position where you need to fight, it's fighting football, isn't it? And I think that's quite important. So the first thing to do is, financially, you can't keep players around, you just can't. You've got to raise a lot of money. So basically, I've decided there's 8 names going out the door of varying degrees of quality.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, that's without the loans and contract expiries. So in terms of, I'll do the loans and contract expiries first. So Jack Harrison's going back to Leeds. I don't think there's any point in pursuing that. Dan Juma was a ghost-like figure the back end of the season, so he's going back. Idrissa Gueye has probably got to the end of his useful period, I think. He's gone. Gomez, no thanks, don't think he offered that much and hasn't for a while.
His contract's expired,
exactly. So he's gone, and then Dele Alli, I think that don't need to take any option up on him, and he can leave. So they're gone off the wage bill, so on and so forth. And then out, wouldn't come as a particularly nice situation to any Evertonians, but I've basically got rid of Pickford, Branthwaite and Onana.
Oh, wow.
To get money in, which I think you have to. I think, you know, that's going to be £150 million, £150 million in terms of the long-term sustainability of Everton will go a hell of a long way.